everybody, this is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I'm going to open the lines tonight for a reading, so feel free to call in if you would like to talk with me. If this is your first time here, welcome. Welcome to everyone. You can check out what I'm up to by going to my website, which is starofthemagi.com. That's starofthemagi.com, starofthemagi.com. And you can look up your birthday if you don't know your birthday card. Just click on the link that says, what's your card? I have an iPhone app there. I have books. I have all sorts of things going on. You can join me on Facebook, Cards of Destiny. You can sign up for the card of the day. I have online courses, all sorts of things happening. And I like doing the radio show because I like connecting with people. I have a lot of people on my Card of the Day email list, and it's so cool when people call me for readings or call in on the radio show or send me emails. It's kind of exciting for me. It's fun. And my reason for doing this show is really to expose this mystic oracle to those who are unfamiliar with it, because it's pretty amazing and it's very, very accurate. So when I do this, I'm not laying cards out like as in fortune telling. I'm actually reading charts. That's what I want to say. I'm reading charts that are composed of playing cards. And I have a caller on the line, so I think I'm going to go back and forth between talking about things and talking to callers. I like to keep the readings kind of short and to the point. And I also like to use them as examples for all of us for learning. So I keep that in mind that you're all out there when I'm talking to one person, so that we can all gain something from it. So I have Donna on the line from Virginia. Hi, Donna.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And you are, your birthday is September 17th?
Yes.
You just had your birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I do.
You're welcome. And are you age 54 right now?
I am.
Okay. And what can I do for you? Are you familiar with this system at all?
Yes, very familiar. I've called you. I've called you one time before.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I just want to get an overview of my year ahead.
Your new year.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, let's just check it out. Age 54. I'm going to start by looking at the seven-year cycle that you're in just to see what your long-range cards are. To give us a little overview, you're close to the end of that cycle, and you are the Seven of Clubs,
yes.
The card of the refined mind. Let's see, so this is a, you have a little, few little challenges coming your way this year. It's an opportunity for you to completely reinvent and recreate yourself. So if you're really familiar with the cards, do you actually read them in this way for yourself?
Yes, I do. And I've sort of looked at it, and that's why I'm calling.
You what?
I've sort of looked over the cards, and I do see the several of the challenges that are a part of this year coming up.
Right. And so you see you have a Nine of Clubs displacing as a long-range card, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
And then with the Seven of Hearts, so there's going to be some opportunities maybe to work on something from the past with someone and bring in some forgiveness with that. could be a very healing, powerful time and a shift in your consciousness. And then your other two cards are really more about taking your work to the next level. When I look at age 54, it is a year that's governed by Uranus. So there are likely to be a lot of changes happening, old patterns being broken up, doors opening to the future, you know, things changing without any notice, and probably all for the better. When you have the Nine of Spades sitting in your house, it's an opportunity for a whole new way of doing something or a whole new way of being, either being with yourself or the way you're being in your life could change your work in a major way. You're sitting in the Six of Clubs house, so I would say you're probably going to be making some adjustments with plans or how you've been thinking, the way you're communicating some aspect of what you're doing. Your intuition is going to be a major focus. Are you in your own business? Do you work with people?
I am. I'm in my own business, yes.
Uh-huh. So it seems like there could be some new opportunities in that way coming for you. And I see, you know, your work is going to be changing. Are you thinking about moving?
I am, but I don't know where I want to go.
Situating.
Okay, well, you, you know, maybe it'll be a surprise with all this energy and Uranus.
It will be a surprise.
You'll wake up one day and go, oh, that's where I'm going. Okay.
And that's how I would like it to happen, actually.
Well, trust me, you have a boatload of fives and,
yeah,
you know, the Nine of Spades and the Nine of Clubs. And, I mean, you know, I would say, you know, hang on to that which is essential inside your nature and let go of everything else, because life wants to take you on a whole new journey. And I believe that when we go along with that, then it can be a time of tremendous growth and wonderful new opportunities. When we don't go along with it, it can be just the opposite of that. So I think you probably are going to take the high road with this. And, you know, I wish you great good fortune in your journey.
You know, in my Venus period, I noticed I either had a five of heart or a nine of heart. I can't remember which.
You have both.
Yeah. What does that mean, the five?
Are you in a relationship?
I'm not. Uh-uh. I haven't been in one in a while.
This can mean a couple of things. And, you know, it can mean, this can definitely affect your living situation. It can also mean that maybe a relationship that is no longer healthy for you and or the other person will end during this time. At the very least, you're going to be changing the way you're feeling, and this is probably what's making you feel like you want to move. You know, these cards definitely in Venus make us feel like we want to move. They create a lot of restless energy and evoke feelings of, you know, being ready to let go of where we are and experience something new. So that's how I see that. You also have a five of clubs in Venus. So, and I mean, you're going to have a lot of change this year. It's like just keep getting on the magic carpet rather than, you know, something else. Just do your best to ride on that change and keep letting go, be open, let go of any resistance that's there from the past, and, you know, see what life wants to give you. Because life wants to give you something bigger than how you're seeing your something right now. Does that make sense?
I am so very nervous. I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh boy.
Well, Uranus is, you're nervous about what?
About this year ahead. I Because I do have a lot.
Listen to me, Donna.
Yeah.
You don't really have a year ahead. You have one breath at a time. You have one moment at a time. You have one day at a time. And it's like that's what you have. And
you're
if
right.
you stay in the moment and be as aware as you can be and see the magic that's being woven in your life, that, you know, people always get, people are afraid of the nines. And I have the nine, I am right now in a cycle with the nine of spades in Jupiter. It's my first Jupiter card. And it's amazing because I'm just really paying attention to what I feel. And it's sitting in the Five of Spades house. So it's changing my work. It's changing the way I'm showing up in another way, you know, in life. And it's interesting to watch.
Yeah.
And if you observe, and this is always the secret, when things feel scary or uncertain, this is for all of us no matter what's going on, you know, it's like, to just really be in the stillest place we can find within ourselves and watch, observe our feelings, observe our thoughts, and do our best not to attach stories to things because it's our stories that get us spinning around in circles. You're going to be fine. It's a year of total transformation for you. That's exciting. Think of the caterpillar turning into the butterfly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got some... I probably need to get a personal private reading from you. And I guess I would have to go to your webpage to do so because I have some major financial challenges in front of me right now.
Uh-huh.
And when I look at this information, it's like that magic carpet is going to be pulled up from under me. And that is my concern right now.
Well, why don't you call me and leave a message for me with your name and phone number? Mm-hmm. The number is 323-850.
You have a message waiting.
0812. That's my Skype man talking.
Okay.
I'll repeat that number. It's 323-850-0812.
Right.
Just call and leave a message and call me and we'll talk about that, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Okay, bye. So, you know, so many times, and I wrote a piece about this on my blog. I think it was my last entry. I'm not very good about keeping up with my blog. I am not a blogger, but I like it to be there when I want it to be there. And a lot of times when these kinds of influences show up, there are very specific ways that we can deal with them that will make it so that we really gain a lot of growth and new beginnings in our life. If we don't understand what's happening, it can be very challenging. And but, you know, oftentimes it's just like, oh, my God, when is this going to end? When is this going to be over? And to me, it's like, okay, what is here for me? There's something here for me. I don't want to just rush to the end of it. I want to take advantage of whatever it is. Jean from North Carolina on line two. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening. Namaste.
Namaste. Where are you in North Carolina?
I am in Wilmington in the Cape Fear region, and I'll tell you, being here in the Cape, they don't call it the Cape Fear region for nothing. So I had noticed an acceleration of my connection with my soul and the I am that I am. And all the, you know, egoic identifications have been stripped away. The work that I was working with MDs as a medical massage therapist, dreams come true. You know, the job stopped. The new embodiment in the new avenue, the new dream would be a center for light body activation. And I've been taking steps to really...
Jean?
Merge. Yes, ma'am.
You're breaking up really badly. I'm only hearing like one out of every three words that you're saying. Can you, like, call back on another line? It's a horrible connection.
I'll be happy to call back in. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And meanwhile, I'm going to take a call from Anzara. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Well, I thank you for taking my call. And what I was wondering was, what is the direction that my health is going in? I'm 61 years old, and I have been having, I have terrible fibromyalgia. Other than that, I'm extraordinarily healthy, but it's totally crippled me. Now, I've gone through acupuncture. I'm seeing an acupuncturist chiropractic doctor right now, and she's wonderful. And, you know, I'm taking certain things, but the only way I can get out of bed is by taking copious amounts of painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't take them if I don't need them, but let's put it this way. It's pretty heavy, and it has so crippled me. I was a hairstylist and a makeup artist, and now...
Where do you live in North Carolina?
I live in Hickory, North Carolina.
Is that in Brevard County?
No, ma'am. It's in Catawba County. That's very strange that you would say that, because we lived in I've lived in Brevard County, Florida. We're an hour and a half west of Asheville.
Right. Are there other people in your area that have this problem?
Yes, ma'am. There are everywhere, Florida, everywhere. I believe, truthfully, it's from the things in the sky, the chemtrails, the water, the food, everything. But I was wondering...
The reason I asked you that is because I know, I can't remember what county Asheville is, but there are four counties in North Carolina that have dangerously high levels of radon in the ground. And the county that Asheville is in is one of them. I can't remember what county that is. But
we're east of Asheville. We're in Catawba County.
So you do have cards that show that right now your health could be going through a change for the better.
Thank you, God, for that.
Excuse me?
I said, thank you, God, for that.
Well, I mean, I see cards here that show, you know, strength could be shifting. You know, your health could be shifting right now, so that your body could become stronger. So, but I feel like, you know, there's some nutrients that you need that maybe you're not getting enough of. So, and so in your cards that I'm looking at for age 61, I see the possibility of that shift happening. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I don't know. You still have some other cards that are really tough, though.
Concerning what, dear?
With your health.
Oh, uh-huh.
For health.
My blood tests have all been good, everything.
Uh-huh. And do you drink enough water? Because I'm getting really thirsty talking to you. And I don't know if that's me or because your body's dehydrated.
It could be. That could be an issue. I don't think so, but it could be. I just got off of a trip, and when I'm on a trip, I don't drink a lot, because then I have to make a stop at every rest stop, every gas station on the way. But I know I got dehydrated on the trip. Maybe that's what you're picking up.
Well, you know, in applied kinesiology and probably a lot of other, you know, methodologies, that They say if you're dealing with a health challenge that you should drink, you know, 3 times your body weight in ounces of water every day, really good water.
Uh-huh. And, well, we have excellent water. That we do have. But thank you for that. I appreciate it. Is the health challenges, what other health challenges do you see, may I ask?
I don't see any other kinds of health challenges. I just see, you know, I mean, I see that partially this is showing up at the emotional level and subconsciously. So, you know, I guess you need to probably work on all of those levels together. You have to be careful that you don't become too fixed in your ideas about things, because you're the Eight of Clubs, Four of Spades, and you have a very strong will and a very strong mind. I'm sure you're aware of that. And sometimes they can cause you to become fixed on an idea.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Okay.
You hit the nail on the head, dear.
Okay, so let's get rid of the nail and turn things into more fluid energy. And I think, you know, using water as a metaphor, both physically, mentally, and mentally, will help things start shifting in your body, okay?
Thank you very much. I will do that.
Okay.
I really will.
Okay.
Do you see anything else financially, anything that you could tell me? I don't know how long I'm supposed to keep you or what.
I can say this about finances. It looks like they could take an upward turn right now. So get out your little pot and stand outside and imagine there's a rainbow there, okay?
I sure will.
Gratitude. The pot must be made of gratitude.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. For God has been very good to me. And I will tell you, I've spent a lifetime giving, but I always had one expression: you cannot outgive God. And God has taken very good care of me. Very good care of me. And I am grateful, and I will continue to be grateful.
Do you see where we should move?
We're thinking of moving and away from here. We've been told before that we do need to get out of this area.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in an area where the people are a little, at times, a little insular at times.
Uh-huh.
And I can't find a lot of metaphysicians. All the metaphysicians seem to be undercover in this area.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'd like to move back to a more metropolitan area, and yet we want to live in the country. So,
well, there are places that you can live in the country that are close to a lot of healers. I live in one of those places, just east of where you are. So, you know, I do
That's really excellent. Is this like a metaphysical community?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people like that here. Listen, Anzara, I do, I don't know if you're interested in this, and we can talk via email or phone, but I do relocation readings for people. I combine astrology and the cards, and
yes, I will
find places that are healthy for you. So I have a long line of people here. I need to get on going.
How do I get in touch with you?
Thank you so much for calling. How do you get in touch with
me? How do I get in touch with you?
My phone number for leaving a message is 323-850-0812. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome,
I really
darling.
Appreciate
Thank you
your...
for calling.
And God bless you, dear.
Thank you very much. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
So, bye. I'm going to get back to Gene in a minute, hoping that he's on a better line this time, because I couldn't understand what he was talking about. I want to thank you all for listening. If you just tuned in, you can go to my website, Star of the Magi, star@earthlink.net. No, who said that? star of the magi.com. And you can email me at star of the magi@earthlink.net. Okay, let's get my brain back in order, shall we? And you can go on my website and look up your cards if you want to know about your birth card, your spirit card, your soul card, and your planetary card. Call me while we're on the air here. Jean, are you there?
Yes, I am. How's my connection now?
Oh, I can hear you. Boy, last time I thought I was listening to ducks quacking.
So...
Okay, what's here's up? You're the Ten of Clubs. That's the card of the teacher and the healer. Do you have a question for me?
I do.
What is it?
I see myself in service to humanity via writing and teaching workshops. And finances now are at a trickle. So I'm dreaming big. And my name is Eugene Robert Mueller. And I was on 7/7/1867.
Yes, I have that. And your age is 43 right now, correct?
Correct.
When you turned 42... you went into a new seven-year cycle with the Six of Diamonds sitting in your house for 7 years. That card sort of demands that we take responsibility for our money, our finances, and make sure that everything is alignment with our higher values. You're sitting in the Queen of Clubs house, which means, you know, your intuition is your greatest guide right now. You're the Ten of Clubs, which is the card of the healer and the teacher. And this year, at age 43, you have the Five of Diamonds long range with the Six of Spades. So destiny is really, like, stirring around deep inside of you, churning, wanting you to listen to your soul and change your values if you need to align with what you're feeling inside. You're refining this year, age 43, you're refining your mind and how you communicate who you are and, you know, you've got the Seven of Clubs in your house. This is a time to really remove, you know, just really clean house in the mental realm, in the mental environment. Clean that mental house and make sure that all of your thinking, conscious and subconscious, are aligned with your goals and your intentions. Because you do have the Four of Diamonds sitting in your planetary ruling house, which means you could create some new financial foundations for yourself. It's just a matter of really doing what you want to do. And I feel like there's a little confusion there.
Well, I come from a reconstruction background to massage therapy, and it looks as though the massage therapy career will slide through and pass by this. I won't renew my license. But one thing you said that hits the nail right on the head is to bring the unconscious into the light of consciousness or the light of soul. And I like to write from that I am that I am presence and have the capability to give up the tools via pendulum balancing and clearing workshop to solar angel activation, which is to embody and work.
Gene, let me do the talking here right now, okay? Because you're breaking up again, and it's making me crazy. Okay. Let me tell you something. On the 8th of September, you went into a 52-day cycle. You've got some very serious cards right now. there's some relationship or some way in which you need to bring yourself into a higher alignment, and you need to let go of there's something going on here with communication. And let me just look at your other two cards. What are your other two cards? Five of clubs. Let's see. Yes. I think what's going on right now is you're going through a metamorphosis. And between now...
Yep.
Let me finish, please, because you're there's just, when you talk, there's so much static. It's painful. Okay, so 7/18. So between now and the end of October, you're going through a complete metamorphosis. I would put all of your attention in that transmutation that's going on inside of you. There's a very special alchemy that's happening inside of you. You need to be with that energy. And then starting on October 30th, your cards shift in a very big way and move you into a whole new place of showing up, the way people see you, the way you see yourself, and the way you're presenting yourself with your work. And it could bring a change in your finances as well. You got the King of Diamonds and Eight of Diamonds and Queen of Hearts in Mars, and that's a cycle you go in then. So if I were you, I would spend this time between now and the end of October just focusing really on what's going on inside and, you know, just lay yourself on that altar in there and allow yourself to be transformed. And see what comes from that. Listening rather than running through your head. You know, you're a double club, so it's you people that are born in the club suit like to think. And you can think yourself into a tizzy or into being stuck if you're not careful. So you want to be more with your feeling self, your imagination, your body, and your intuition, and really let yourself go through this process during this time, okay?
Yes, that confirmation, and thank you for your insight and sharing.
You're very welcome.
Namaste. Have a beautiful night.
Thank you so much, and I hope we get a better connection next time you call. Thank you for calling, Jean. Oh, by the way, Jean.
Yes.
Before you go, did you know that the name Cape Fear was originally Cape Fair, F-A-R-E?
Fear, yes, Cape Fear area. This is called the Cape Fear area.
Yes, but it used to, the original name is Cape Fair, F-A-R-E. And
okay.
What happened, you can hang up if you want, and I'll tell this story. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
The reason I know this is because I visited some friends of mine in May in the Wilmington area. They live in Wrightsville Beach. And I love Wilmington. I just think it's so cool because it's right on the Cape Fear River. And that river is just, whoa, you know, rivers are so amazing. They're, ooh. And so I thought, where did that name come from, Cape Fear? And so I looked up on the Internet to find out the history of it. And the name was originally Cape Fair, F-A-R-E. But where the river mouth goes into the ocean, there are a lot of rocks. And the sailors had a really hard time there. You know, they would become very fearful and concerned about crashing into those rocks. So they nicknamed the river Cape Fear because it generated so much fear when the boats had to go from the ocean to the river through that mouth with all the rocks. So I thought that was really interesting how that name changed. And, you know, because it's kind of an intense name when you think about it. It's like, where did that come from? It's always fun to look at stories of where things come from. And then, of course, I always look at, okay, so if the name is Cape Fear, and because in the cards, there's a way to use the alphabet to figure out names, names of locations, names of people, names of things, like the word God with a capital G is the King of Spades, which is the highest card in the deck. And so little things like that. So 10 and 11. So there's a way to use the cards with the alphabet to figure these things out. And I'm going to tell you how to do that. So if you want to write it down, get something to write with. 9 and 5 is 14, 26. Because I'm doing these names right now, 4, 5. To see how, what happened when Cape Fear turned to Cape Fear. Sometimes people change their names and their lives change drastically, either for better or worse, you know. And our names, we have relationships. If you have my relationship book, you know what I'm talking about. When we enter a relationship with someone or something, you know, there's a third entity that's created. And that entity has its own life path and destiny. And so we have subjected ourselves now into this other life path that we call a relationship. And I've written a whole book about this. It's called Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships. And I show you how to figure that out. So let me just figure out this because now I'm curious. 13, 14, 20, 26, 2, 4, 5. Oh my gosh. Why didn't I even think of that? Well, what's interesting, is that fear, of course, is F-E-A-R, and fair is F-A-R-E. So the numeric value doesn't really change. It's the same with both. And either way, it's a six of spades, wow, which is Uranus and Neptune, which would make things there feel very, it would make things feel uncertain. But it is like a portal into the unknown. So that's kind of exciting too. That's a card of fate and destiny. So anyway, with the cards, the alphabet, and the deck of cards has its own numeric system. So there are 52 cards, right? And there is an order to the suits. And each suit begins with the ace and ends with the king. So the ace of hearts through the king of hearts, then the ace of clubs through the king of clubs, then the ace of diamonds through to the king of diamonds, then the ace of spades to the king of spades. The order of the suits, the natural order, is hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades. Okay? And the suits represent the human experience, the four elements of the human experience, emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. So, you know, the ace of hearts is number one, and the king of spades is 52, and every card from the ace of hearts to the king of spades has a number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to 52. Well, there are 26 letters in the alphabet, 26 lowercase letters and 26 uppercase letters. So you start, go A through Z, start with the ace of hearts, and you go through the king of clubs, and then you go capital A, at the Ace of Diamonds through to the King of Spades with the final letter, capital Z. And you can add them together, and then, you know, you can write out a name, see which letters have which numbers. I do this all the time. I had a column in a magazine in Hawaii for 4 years, in Zento magazine, and the column was called Oracle. And I used to write about different places in Hawaii. I was living there. And, you know, I would choose places and I would do their name in the cards. And every single time, the life path that showed up for the card that governed the name of the location, the life path was the same as the legend for that place. And it was really mind-blowing. It was so fun. And then I started doing the goddesses, and I did King Kamehameha. And King Kamehameha, you know, when you start studying all these things and researching to find, you know, what happened and how does that align with the cards. And when King Kamehameha's mother was pregnant with him, she hid in a cave and lived with a couple because the priest had told her grandfather that he would grow up and slay the king, and so that when he was born, he must be killed. Well, King Kamehameha in the cards is the Ace of Spades, and the Ace of Spades is a card of the magician, the Magi, but it's also the card of secrets and lies. So he was hidden from when his mother was pregnant with him until, you know, well, he was a child through his birth, through his early childhood. He was totally hidden, which is completely the Ace of Spades, you know. And he was the one that stopped human sacrifice. He created a big upset in the history of Hawaii. He stopped human sacrifice there, and there was a lot of it. So, you know, it's really cool. You can look at your name and your birth card and see how they go together. And I show you how to do composite cards, bringing cards together, in both of my books. In Cards of Destiny, I show you how to do that with each day, because each day is governed by a card. And if you don't know about this, I send out a free email every day. You can sign up for that on my website, the card of the day. And, you know, I tell you what the lessons are and what's happening and give you little, you know, possibilities or maybe some guidance, you know, about the day. You can sign up on my website for that. And, you know, but then we have a relationship with the day. We have a relationship with everything. That's what we're doing here. We're having relationships with ourselves, first of all. You know, we're having relationship with unknown forces, either consciously or unconsciously, and likely both. We're having relationships with everything around us, from, you know, things that are material to people, money, how we express ourselves, the world at large, you know, our own thoughts. We're in relationship with everything. That's what this dimension is about here. Earth sits between Venus and Mars. And, you know, we're having relationships. Earth is the King of Clubs, who is the master of communication. So, you know, that says a lot right there, doesn't it? And if you look at a deck of regular playing cards, you'll see that the King of Clubs is holding the Earth in one of his hands. So, you know, there's a lot of mystery that we have yet to uncover. And we often get very locked in or trapped by our own thoughts and our minds. And, you know, in the cards, the suits that govern us by our birth card really have a lot of influence over the places that we get stuck for the hearts in our emotion, for the clubs in our mind. You know, it's like there are places for each of us that become challenging. And one of the things that I really love about the system, and if you've listened to my radio show before, you've heard me say this more than once, is that, you know, without, if there's a card missing from the deck, you're not going to play the game. Each and every one of us is so important to each and every one of us. There's one deck that's been dealt. You know, there's one deck that we're playing with here. And we're always being dealt a new hand. You know, we have cycles of time. When I do readings for people, you know, I look at the 13-year cycles. I look at the 7-year cycles. You know, every year when we have our birthday, we get a new hand dealt to us. Every 7 years we get a new hand dealt to us. These cycles are changing. Within the year we have 4 3-month cycles. We have 13 lunar cycles, 28 days. We have, you know, 7 52-day cycles. And all of these energies are moving and shifting. And there are cards that teach us the difference between being a victim and being a participant in our life. There are cards that teach us the difference between giving and sacrificing. There are cards that teach us, you know, the difference between, or the timing, you know, of when to express ourselves and when to not, when to step out and when to wait. All of these things are actually dictated to us by time. And I'm not saying we don't have free will. I totally believe in free will. I think that when we understand that destiny is at hand all the time, and we hold hands, our free will holds hands with destiny, and we walk hand in hand together, then, you know, we are able to see I'm just looking to see if there's anybody that's emailed me here. We're able to see in a whole new way, which is really the secret of this oracle. You know, the card deck is full of secrets. It's full of information. It's full of wisdom. And it's like it's an ancient book of time. It's a lost book of wisdom. And we are part of that book. We've come into time. And that's what we have here. We have time and relationship. And we have choice. And each one of these cards teaches us something very specific in our journey from our conception and birth, which is the Ace of Hearts, to our mastery over mind and matter, which is the King of Spades. And each one of those suits has mastery built into it. For the heart suit, it's compassion. For the club suit, it's understanding. For the diamond suit, it's integrity. And for the spade suit, it's wisdom. And, you know, there's a marvelous unfolding. And everything we could ever want to learn, and that I'm not negating in any way all the other wisdoms and bodies of knowledge that exist. I totally recognize them. I just happen to be, you know, working with this one because it came and got me. You know, there's absolute guidance. We must understand our nature. When we understand our true nature, then we are free. And our freedom shows in our expression. And when we freely express who we really are, which is what our spirit card reveals, then we're happy. We're happy. So I want to thank everybody for being here tonight, and I want to thank Donna and Amzara and Jean for calling in and participating with me tonight. And Jean, I'm sorry that we didn't have a good connection. Maybe next time. Because that's what everybody was hearing, not just me. So I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. And I want to invite you to contact me. You can contact me through email via my website. You can call me if you want a session with me. I am going to be in L.A., Los Angeles, October 8th through the 11th. And I just opened up Monday the 11th for readings because everything else was booked and there were more people. So I have a couple of sessions open on the 11th. If anybody wants to do an in-person session with me there, call me. And I invite you to join me on Facebook. Cards of Destiny is the page. And I have an iPhone app. If you have any of those iGadgets, I have them. Whether it's an iPhone, an iPod Touch, or an iPad, my app works on all of them. It is called Cards of Destiny. It's based on my book, Cards of Destiny, a birthday book and daily divination guide. And in the app, there's a birthday book for you to keep people. It reminds you when it's their birthdays. You can email their cards to them. I have descriptions of the birth cards, and I've, you know, refreshed them from the book, so they're a little different. I also added the spirit card so you can read about your spirit card. Unfortunately, this is only an iPhone app or iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch app. So a lot of people are calling me, and I'm looking into having it made so that all phones can use it, but right now that's what it is. And also my books, Cards of Destiny and Love and Destiny, they're on my website under products. Those are links to Amazon.com. Yep. And, you know, I have classes for those of you, online classes for those of you that are interested. So I want to thank you for listening tonight. And, you know, I hope you'll come back next week and call in, explore the cards. There's so much wonderful information in this system. It's fun and it's enlightening and it gives us insight into ourselves, each other, and our relationships, all of which are very important. So I want to thank you for being here tonight. I hope you have a wonderful week and I'll see you here next week. Good night. And be well. Bye.